Welcome to the Fund2000.com Real Estate Podcast. My name is Chuck Hamm, and today we're going to discuss credit and how to keep good credit, how to repair it, and how we can help you repair it. Credit is probably one of the most important things that we're going to, you know, discuss when it comes to mortgages. You can qualify for better programs and get better interest rates if you have a better credit score. So what does it mean to have a good credit score? How do you get a good credit score? We're going to get into that in a little bit. But the main idea is you have to first have credit. You have to use credit and use it responsibly. So if you don't use credit, if you don't have any credit lines that are reporting to the credit bureaus, the agencies that that keep track of your credit and receive these reports from banks and credit cards and whatnot, then you're just not going to have credit, and that's not going to give you a credit score. Therefore, you're not going to get that minimum FICO score that you need to qualify for better interest rates or better programs. Some of the examples are you can't even get a decent mortgage, regular vanilla 30-year fixed mortgage with a decent rate without having a minimum FICO score. That's not a government thing. You can get an FHA loan with some investors, some banks through us, without even having any minimum FICO score, but then you're not going to get as good of a rate. They're going to price in additional risk because you do not have credit. And if you don't have credit or a good credit score, then you're a higher risk. That's the way they look at this. So the way you get a good credit score and keep it is to have access to credit and to use it responsibly and keep your balances low. But they prefer to see you maintain a balance that shows that you're using the credit. If you never have any balance at all, it appears that you're just not using it, and therefore they don't know if you're using it responsibly. So that's, in a nutshell, how to keep good credit. It's basically have credit and use it responsibly. Have a balance, but pay it down. Keep low balances. If you do use your credit, if you go to higher balances, pay it down quickly. You want to have low average balances, and you'll get good credit scores, and you'll keep good credit scores. But when it doesn't go so well, and it doesn't always go well for people, sometimes things happen and you miss a payment. Well, that's when your credit cards and your banks and the people that are reporting your usage of credit report to Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. Those are the three bureaus. That's when they report that you missed a payment, that you're late, or whatever it is that happens. You have a credit event, and then your score drops. You become a credit risk to whoever is looking at your credit. Now, if nobody's looking at your credit, I guess maybe it's not a big deal. You can have a late, or you can miss, and it's just between you and the creditor, between you and the bank, or you and the credit card. That they're called creditors, and you'll get it resolved. You pay them, and they understand that's what happens sometimes. That's the risk that they take, but they don't let you off the hook so easily because they report your credit activity to the bureaus. So they're putting the whole world on notice and alerting others that are also looking at your credit that you authorize to look at your credit, because you can't really look at your credit without you authorizing it. The way you authorize it is you provide your date of birth and your social security number, or your ITIN, if that's what you use. And you let them know that you authorize them to look at your credit because you're considering obtaining a loan or credit line or something like that. Well, sometimes it doesn't go so well. Sometimes you have life events and you miss a payment or you're late on a payment. You miss several payments. Hopefully you don't ever have that happen to you. But if you do, can you repair your credit? And if so, how do you do? Well, the answer is yes, you can. And we'll get into one of the things that we offer to help you. But the idea is basically the same. We have to restore your creditworthiness and build it back up. A lot of times people have poor credit for things that they have complete control over. Maybe you feel like you don't have enough money right now, but maybe you can come up with some money to pay down some of your credit cards. Maybe you have the ability to get credit, but you don't use it at all. Maybe you have the ability to get credit and use it. Maybe you have the ability to open up a credit card or get a loan or something like that, but you don't. And therefore, you don't have any credit. So our tool is called Credit Expert, and it has an analysis tool that is amazing how it works. It works so well, and we can use it in various ways. So there's a bunch of different factors to your credit, and the where we start is by pulling a credit report. And we can't do this, we can't use this tool with a soft report. There's a few reasons for that that I'm not going to get into right now. You have to have a hard credit report. If you expect to get the hard pull credit report, let me recommend that you first get on the Do Not Call registry. Go to donotcall.gov and look at and opt out of all of the, you know, telemarketing. Make sure you're on that list. And you might even do it 30 days before you do this. Anytime you do a hard pull credit report, you're going to start getting marketing calls, telemarketing. I recommend donotcall.gov anyways, and optoutprescreen.com. Optoutprescreen.com is kind of like donotcall.gov, but I think Do Not Call, you know, getting on the Do Not Call list is probably even better. And that way you don't get all the telemarketing calls. Anyways, back to credit. Let's use an example. Let's say that you need a down payment assistance program. That's a lot. And this is why I'm really proud of this tool and this service that we offer. We offer this free. We don't charge anything upfront for this service. We offer this service to clients with no upfront charge. We do eventually get compensated through the loan or upon closing, when we finally sell you a house or a mortgage or both. So it's a good deal for our clients. We don't charge anything upfront. So it's not going to cost you any money at all to come to our office or give me a call or give us a call and get started on credit repair. We'll take your application, or if it's too early because credit's an issue, we will help you out with even a soft pull credit report just to see how you're doing. If we need to go to a hard pull so that we can work on credit repair, then we do that. And that's really how we, you know, assess whether you're ready to, you know, get a mortgage or not. If you're not sure about your credit, most people have a good idea. When I say most, maybe half people have a good idea. They're looking at things like Credit Karma, or they have access to their own Experian account. They've recently pulled their credit for some other reason, so they know that their FICOs are good or they're bad or whatever. So when they come to us, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't have to pull credit, but it doesn't matter. We always have to know your credit. And we can either take your word for it and start running numbers, or we can pull credit for you. And we don't charge anything upfront to our clients to pull credit, whether you know you're in one scenario or the other, good or bad, it doesn't matter. We're gonna do our best to help you out. And that's one of the reasons why I'm proud of the services, because we're helping you not just help us get business, but we're also helping you improve your credit score. So the example I wanted to do, let's say you need a down payment assistance program. This happens all the time. Housing is expensive. That means down payments are expensive. They're even low down payment programs are pricey. FHA, you know, everybody can qualify almost. Lots of people can qualify for a 3.5% down payment, but you still have to come up with 3.5%. So if you live in a place where the average home is $700,000, then you're coming up with about $25,000 just for your down payment plus closing costs. Closing costs are going to be, you know, maybe $10,000, maybe $7,000, depending on, you know, your loan program. There are programs, you know, down payment assistance programs to help you not have to even pay the down payment. We have lots of, if you have, you know, if you're below a certain income amount, you qualify. Most people qualify for down payment assistance. You have to have pretty high income to not qualify for down payment assistance. So if you have what you feel to be average income and you're having a hard time coming up with a down payment, then we should talk, because you probably qualify for down payment assistance. But you're going to need a minimum credit score of, let's say you need a 580. That's probably a good ballpark estimate of what you need as a minimum. There are some, I think, that will allow you to get a down payment assistance program for 540. I think 580 is where most of them are going to start, if not maybe 620, 640, something like that. But the higher the down payment you get, the better rate you're going to get, and the easier the process is going to be. So let's say that you know that your credit score is 500 or lower, and you want to qualify for down payment assistance. What do? You come to us and we do a hard pull credit report. And then we run your credit report through a tool which is tied directly into the three credit bureaus. This is a tool, I think, that is provided by the credit bureaus by under contract. You know, there's some kind of a third party service provider that is running this software analysis tool called Credit Expert. And they pull the data directly from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And they know the algorithms, they know the policies, all the credit requirements, and how they work. And they look at all those things and your credit report, and they give us instructions based on whatever the goal is. Let's say your goal is to get a 580 FICO. You have to come up from 500 to 580 with TransUnion. Let's say TransUnion was the only one that's giving you an issue because you're good with Equifax and Experian. So we really only need to work on TransUnion. So I will use, or somebody in our office will use, the credit score and Credit Expert to get you up to a 580. We plug that in, that information, that requirement, and it will respond with instructions. It will look at your trade lines, your credit balances, and it will say, for example, let's say you have a Capital One card and the balance on that card is 3,000, your maximum limit is 3,000. It's going to tell you pay that down to whatever balance, maybe to $400. And it'll look at your other credit cards, your other lines of credit, whatever you have, and it will give you an instruction. Most of the time, the instructions are going to be to pay something down. One of them recently for a Bank of America card was pay it down to $857. The other one for the Target card, pay it down to $10. And another, for some reason, the instruction was different for two different credit bureaus for the same credit line. We had a little question about whether they should pay it down to $10, because for TransUnion, you had to get it down to $10, and for Equifax, they had to get it down to zero. So we just went with the zero number because we don't know. So with those instructions, you get an assessment that your chances are 91% or 90 whatever percent or whatever their assessment is that you're going to come back. If you do these, follow these instructions, it'll be detailed instructions that you will 91% be 91% likely to get a 580 or higher. Those are good odds. You should do it. I mean, if it was 30%, I don't know. If it was 50%, I might still take those odds. But when it's 91% coming from Credit Expert, which is working directly with these credit agencies, then I would say you have good odds if you're following their instructions. If you do what they say, you can repair your credit. You're not going to be throwing your money away. I mean, you're not throwing your money away anyways because these are obligations you have. But this is a good tool to help you effectively use your money in a way that's going to help you do better financially. So that's Credit Expert. So what happens after you follow the instructions? We would do what's called a rapid rescore. We don't have to pull your credit again. We just do a rescore. And it only costs a few dollars for us to do that rescore, like $8 or $15. I can't remember what the number is. And we have to wait till the date of reporting. So we look at your credit report to see what date the creditors are reporting to the bureaus. It'll always tell us which date it was last reported. So we'll use that date because it's every 30 days that they report. And the following month after that 30 days is up or whatever the date is that we're waiting for, we'll do the rescore and find out what your new FICO is, what the result was. It works. There's no doubt about this working. You just got to follow the instructions and be patient. So that's Credit Expert. This is a credit repair service that we offer at Fund 2000 Mortgage, California Mortgage Professionals. If you want to apply for a mortgage or start this process, the best way to do it is to apply for a mortgage. Go to fund2000.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, you hit apply. You'll create an account and just get us started with the basic information. You can do the full mortgage application if you want, or you can just create login credentials and then just email Chuck at fund2000.com. That'll go directly to me. And we can start a discussion about how we can help you out with credit if that's a concern. And this is something I'm proud of because it's a public service. It's something we can do to help people who need it. And believe me, a lot of people need this help. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Everybody goes through whatever in life. So thanks for listening today. Check us back periodically here at the fund2000.com real estate podcast. Have a good day.